Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Thursday, March 17th. An immigration storm is brewing. The Biden administration is trying to help Ukrainian refugees rejoin family in the U.S. as it also decides how to deal with the possible end of a Trump-era U.S.-Mexico border rule. More than 3 million refugees have now fled war-torn Ukraine to neighboring countries since Russia began its invasion. Some of these countries, like Poland, are calling on other countries, like the United States, to step up and take in some of these refugees. It's something both President Biden and Vice President Harris have vowed to do, and it's also something a U.S. official said would help advance the notion of Western unity in the face of this Russian aggression. So the Biden administration is currently involved in discussions and trying to figure out ways to help Ukrainian refugees join family already in the United States. The Department of Homeland Security has been tasked as the lead federal agency for this, coordinating all the domestic preparedness and response efforts related to the Russia-Ukraine crisis. And this refugee issue is going to be sort of top of mind for that group. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told reporters today that his agency has deployed refugee officers to assist with the refugee crisis from Ukraine, but they expect most refugees from this war-torn nation are going to want to remain in Europe and that that's where they'll stay. I said at the top, there's an immigration storm brewing, and we'll get to the other piece of this in a moment, but it's brewing. It's not quite here yet because U.S. officials believe that this current crisis about Ukrainian refugees is still in its early stages. But obviously, there is a potential for it to dramatically expand in the coming weeks and months. There are fears among some that Poland, along with poorer nations in the region like Moldova, won't be able to accommodate this steady flow of migrants. A Polish agency reports almost 2 million refugees have entered Poland from Ukraine since the start of the Russian invasion. The current options for Ukrainians interested in reuniting with family in the U.S. are limited. For example, U.S. refugee resettlement process can take years. Listen here to Wendy Sherman. She's the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State, and she conceded that this process is long and arduous.
Right now, folks who want to come to the United States go through the UN High Commissioner on Refugees and that process, which we understand can take some time. We will look at this on a day-to-day basis. We are a country of immigrants. We have always welcomed refugees, even if sometimes it takes a while to get here.
There are some ways to try and shorten this process that are under discussion as we speak, like bypassing the referral needed from the United Nations. Another option is to get a tourist visa. But of course, those are in very high demand and very hard to come by. To get one, Ukrainians are required to prove that they're coming to the U.S. for a short period of time and have a home to return to. Well, obviously, with a war, it's going to be hard for somebody to prove that they have a home to go back to, and that may bar them from being able to enter the U.S. on a tourist visa. The Biden administration is expediting visa forms. It's also extended a form of humanitarian relief called Temporary Protected Status, TPS, for Ukrainians already in the United States. It applies to people who would face extreme hardship if forced to return to their home country. Now, the other piece of the immigration puzzle for the Biden administration that is part of this brewing immigration storm that is going to be with us over the next many months, and it will also be, no doubt, a very potent issue in the midterm election season, is Title 42. This is a rule from the Trump era as part of the response to the COVID-19 pandemic. It allows authorities to quickly remove migrants at the U.S.'s southern border. It effectively bars people from seeking asylum in the United States. The policy had resulted in the expulsion of more than 1 million migrants as of January. The pressure points on the Biden administration are coming from the left and the right. From the left, the Biden administration is often criticized for continuing to keep this Title 42 rule in place. In fact, the administration says they're relying on the CDC guidance, and CDC still advises to keep this in place. But of course, the pressure from the left on the Biden administration is only going to grow. And the criticism from the right on the Biden administration is clearly going to be around the potential for an explosion in illegal immigration. If indeed the concern is it's sort of announced that Title 42 has been lifted, that these COVID era restrictions are no longer, that not just folks who go and sort of seek the asylum process put in place, but that there could be an explosion of illegal immigration at the U.S. southern border as well. The Biden administration actually just recently, early Saturday, pulled back in part the policy as it relates to unaccompanied migrant children at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's after a Texas court ruling forced its hand. The Biden administration had already exempted minors, but a court ruling last week would have forced the administration to restart expelling minors. However, the order is still in effect for families and adults. Secretary Mayorkas said today that he has reminded Border Patrol agents, quote, of the fact that individualized exceptions to the Title 42 authority held by the CDC is in place and can be applied to Ukrainians. So, in other words, Border Patrol agents can and should be making exceptions for Ukrainians at the U.S.-Mexico border, but not for anyone else. We're already starting to see Ukrainian and Russian families line up at the checkpoint along the California-Mexico border, according to immigration advocates and attorneys on the ground. So the Biden administration clearly understands that they have a potential problem on their hands because they're preparing for a possible mass migration to the border once it is announced that Title 42 is no longer in place. That's according to three sources familiar with the discussions. Internal documents show estimates of how many people are within hours or days of the border who might plan to migrate to the U.S., and sources tell us that these discussions about what to do with this mass migration issue have been picking up in speed recently. Those estimates include about 170,000 coming to the border and about 25,000 already in Mexican shelters. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. Make sure to go to CNN.com and check out Priscilla Alvarez's reporting on the immigration beat. She is one of the best in the business when it comes to the latest information on this important issue.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.